This is Logan Sekulow. As Paul Ryan and Donald Trump meet, the State Department doubles down on the glitch.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Meeting number one is concluded. Meeting number two perhaps has been concluded as well. There are reports that it has. This is a significant day in this campaign. This is one of those moments where you look back and say, did they do it? Did they get together or did they not?
They're saying that Ryan did outline his agenda to Donald Trump. So they got a little bit specific in this meeting. The source saying that they wouldn't characterize whether or not Paul Ryan is, quote, there yet on the Donald Trump issue of endorsement.
And so from here, we're going to go deeper into the policy areas to see where that common ground is and how we can make sure that we are operating off these same core principles. And so, yes, this is our first meeting. I was very encouraged with this meeting, but this is a process. It takes a little time.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Well, the original lie, you see, back in February 2013, I got a tip that the United States, the Obama administration, was conducting direct, secret, bilateral talks with Iran. So I showed up at the State Department briefing room. I asked the then briefer, this is February 2013, Victoria Nuland, point blank if that was true. And she said, and the kind of government-to-government contacts you're talking about? No. From the podium, she said that. Those talks were ongoing for more than a year at that point.
Have you discovered that it was altered at all?
It's not to my knowledge. There was a missing portion of it. We pulled it from another online source
But I'm trying to figure out how exactly the portion.
It's something we're looking into. Genuinely, we think it was a glitch. At this stage, we believe it was a glitch.
And now, your host.
Hey, this is Logan Sekulow. Again, we haven't been able to afford yet to get someone to cut my VO to say your host, Logan Sekulow, today. But I'm hosting today. We're talking about a lot of things. We're talking about the infamous glitch that we've been talking about the last few days, something that is, I'm a video editor, edited films. I will tell you there's no way, 0% chance what happened was a glitch. I'm sure we'll get into more details if you're new to the show or have been listening this week of what that exactly meant, what that story was. But we also have the breaking news that Paul Ryan and Donald Trump had a meeting. The fact that that's breaking news, folks, tells you where we are political today. That the Speaker of the House, a Republican majority, it's breaking news that he will meet with the presumptive nominee for the GOP. That's crazy. That this is actually breaking news. But what does this mean, Than, for everyone who's been following along this drama for the last 11 months?
Well, I'll tell you what it meant for me this morning, Logan. It was additional traffic getting into the office. That meeting is happening just a couple blocks away from our studio. It took me probably another 20 minutes to get here today because of all of the media and all of the protesters actually that were out in front of that meeting. But I think it ultimately means what we said on the broadcast yesterday. It's the beginning of a process where most of the Republican officials are going to line up behind Donald Trump. They actually put out a joint statement afterwards. That's essentially what it said. But listen, it will take some time. Not everyone will fall in line. And honestly, we can get into this more later in the broadcast, but I think it's mostly a personality issue. Speaker Ryan might be focused mainly on policy, but Donald Trump, let's face it, he's a personality that people here in Washington, D.C. are not used to. It's going to take some time.
Yeah, but they did put out a joint statement, Speaker Ryan and Donald Trump. I'll read it to you, folks. Forgive how long this is that I'm going to be reading. So the United States cannot afford another 4 years of the Obama White House, which is what Hillary Clinton represents. That is why it's critical that Republicans unite around our shared principles, advance a conservative agenda, and do all we can to win this fall. With that focus, we had a great conversation this morning. While we were honest about our few differences, we recognize that there are many important areas of common ground. We'll be having additional discussions, but remain confident that there's a great opportunity to unify our party and win this fall. We all remain totally committed to working together to achieve that goal. We're extremely proud of the fact that many millions of new voters have entered the primary system, far more than ever before in the Republican Party history. This is our first meeting, but it's a very positive step towards unification. Again, what a world where this statement sounds like something out of Us Weekly, the two celebrities that are getting back together after split. It is what it is, folks. Like I said, we live in a crazy world when it comes to politics. That was, again, in case you missed it, if you're just joining us, that was a joint statement from Paul Ryan and Donald Trump. Give us a call if you have a comment about that or the glitch or anything, really. Let's talk. 1-800-684-3110. Special guest coming up to tease that.
The Obama administration lied. There's no other way to put it. The administration negotiated with the leading state sponsor of terrorism, Iran, long before the public knew. In fact, when directly asked about it, the administration lied. Now, they have censored a critical State Department briefing on this issue, deleting 8 minutes of video. This cover-up must not be allowed to stand. During the most critical diplomatic negotiations in decades, the Obama administration deceived the American people. The American Center for Law and Justice is taking direct legal action to get to the truth, to legally force the administration to come clean. Who authorized the cover-up? Who lied? You can help us get the answers. Sign on to our Freedom of Information Act filing. Demand the truth. Add your name to our new committee right now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Logan Sekulow sitting in. I told the guys to surprise me with music, so that's The Game by Motorhead. Probably the first time that's ever played. Triple H's theme song, if you're a WWE watcher like myself. Welcome back. That's not what we're talking about today. But it is a game. It's the political game. And I'm sure that's why they thought they'd make a good pick. And it is an insane world, like I said. People are calling in. But we have comments coming in as well. Betty just said on Facebook, I pray they do unite the party. But then there's the opposite from Mark, who said Paul Ryan needs to go. So it's a lot of talk, a lot of people who think the meeting was necessary, a lot of people that are upset. It's just a mix in general. Now let's talk a little bit about the glitch situation. And Will, and maybe even Than, why don't you give us, let's start with just giving us a little bit of a backstory of what exactly went down if people haven't been watching Jay Sekulow Live or listening to Jay Sekulow Live this week.
Well, we had James Rosen on the broadcast earlier in the week, Logan, talking about this. Essentially, what happened is back when the talks with Iran and the United States started, they actually happened when Mahmoud Ahmadinejad was the president of Iran. But the United States, the American public did not know about it. So at a later date, James Rosen was questioning Jen Psaki, who is a State Department spokesman, about when exactly those conversations took place. And the back and forth, we've played some of it here, but essentially revealed that, yes, indeed, those talks had happened before the American public were told they had. But when that exchange between James Rosen and Jen Psaki was mysteriously, according to the State Department, via a glitch, and this is something you've addressed many times, that disappeared from the official video that was up on the State Department's website. And James Rosen, frankly, wanted to know why the State Department continues to classify it as a glitch. And as you have pointed out, it cannot be a glitch because it is an edit that someone had to proactively go in and make. So somebody knew about it. And just quickly, I'll let you take it back from here. But we want to find out who made that decision, who authorized it, and why it was done. We have put in a Freedom of Information request. We will be getting that information. We are sending those letters this week.
All right. And you can be involved in that, obviously, in everything we do at the ACLJ by going to aclj.org to find out the latest information. And the reason that is even interesting, people may say, well, what does it matter if that one bit was cut out? Why did it have to do anything? Why did it matter that we didn't know it was talking to him in 2011 instead of 2012? Well, if you're not necessarily following along closely, that's when essentially the revolution happened. It went from not a regime we probably should have been doing business with to still probably not a regime we should have been doing business with, but a different kind of leadership. Will probably could talk a little bit about that.
That's right. Before the moderate regime came in, There was Ahmadinejad, which a lot of people knew
Everybody
about.
Knows,
he was an instigator at the UN all the time, calling America the great Satan and Israel the little Satan. And that's really not a regime you want to be talking with. That's not someone that you want to have a sit down with and talk about, hey, let's end your nuclear program. So they convinced the American public that we were negotiating only after Ahmadinejad left office and Rouhani was elected, and he was seen as a more moderate guy. But the truth of the matter is, what we found out is they were actually negotiating before the moderate regime came in.
And that, folks, is what was edited out of the conversation. And they said it's a glitch, and we have a clip. Even today, I believe they doubled down on the glitch. I don't have the byte list in front of me. Well, what's the byte number?
It's 36. Let's go ahead and play 36.
I got cut out of the chat.
Well, is there any suspicion that you're aware of that this was not some... It was not simply a glitch, quote unquote.
At this stage, we believe it was a glitch, but we're double checking and making sure because we have that commitment.
Double checking, make sure. Thanks for the air quotes. And that, why were there air quotes? Because there's no way. And look, I'm very rarely, if you've been listening to this broadcast, whenever I'm on, I'm definitely the person that's kind of a little bit more down the middle when it comes to maybe believing a little bit more than some of the others or thinking there's deception being going on. Folks, it's my business. There is zero chance that it was a glitch. Now, they could have said the footage was corrupt. Something happened to it. You know, they could have used the word glitch. And it was an edit. An edit. Not like an edit like a jump cut. Like an edit, there was a transition. Like a Star Wars wipe. There was a white flash that came on the screen and back, just like you've seen in news pieces for pretty much your whole life, I'm sure. Oh, I believe it just happened on X-Screen. Let's can we show that again for the people watching on ACLJ.org, Facebook, and Periscope, which if you want to watch, you should definitely log on. Here's what we're talking about right here. There you go. Oh, look, there's infinite me's right now on the screen. That is a white flash edit. So you tell me, and that was punched in live by our brilliant video team, Samuel and the team. You tell me that there's any chance that that is a glitch. And they're double downing on it. Like I said, now they're going to double check because they realize they're using a stupid word, a word that should not be used when it comes to this discussion. And a lot of people are chiming in about it. A lot of people are chiming in about the conversations between Paul Ryan and Donald Trump. Let's take a phone call. Let's go to Alan, who's calling in Sacramento, California. Alan, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You're on the air.
Okay. Yeah, this is Alan.
Yes.
And so I've been listening and hearing about, you know, what our government knew, what they didn't know, who they talked to, who they didn't talk to, when they talked to them. And, you know, we're pointing to the fact that government is disingenuous in the American people. And the fact is that they always have been. They always will be, because we as Christians recognize our government and other governments as satanic.
Hey, Alan, you're dropping out. Connection problems. I think a lot of people do realize that. Yeah, there may be a difference when it comes to the way that we interpret, I guess, the rule of law, and the way we interpret things in general, a deception versus reality. However, when it comes down to something like this, it's just a pointless lie. They're just lying to lie to cover up the fact that they didn't think anyone was going to catch it. They really caught it because, I believe, he went back to go check on the footage. Because they're like, oh yeah, didn't I do a press conference and ask this question about when they started talks? I think I did that. Let me go back and look. Went over to their YouTube channel or to their website. Saw, oh look, there's 6 minutes miraculously gone. And obviously a lot of that was his question. So when he did bring it back up, they did reinstate it on their page, and they put a notation in their YouTube channel to link back to it. Let's go here, though, from the man himself, James Rosen, Byte 37.
It's just stunning to me that they would think they could get away with this deletion. They deleted it not only on their website where they archive all the videos of the briefings, but on their State Department YouTube channel as well. And the record we've tracked a little bit shows that most likely this was exactly the way the briefing was put up 3 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. So 3 years ago, they finally caught it. And they go, oh, well, yeah, it was a glitch. It is what it is. You know, folks, we're putting in this FOIA request. You guys could be involved. We're setting up ways for you to be involved. You go over to ACLJ.org and let us know that you want us to do this, be a part of this, to hopefully end some of this deception that's happening, get some reality out of it. Than, how can people get involved? Cause, or even just, you know, support this type of cause, because they don't necessarily think of this as one of our traditional type issues. It's not something that's as easy to understand, maybe, of why this is such a big deal. Why is this such a big deal?
Well, we've gotten to the place in this administration, Logan, that we simply can't operate within the usual mechanisms of government that we normally would. We would normally work with the Department of Justice to bring about this information. That's not going to happen under this attorney general. So the Freedom of Information request is a way that we can go around the government. I would just say really quickly, too, it's about more than just this video. That's what we're going after here. But the very thing that triggered James Rosen's desire to go back and check if that video was there was the New York Times expose that was put out on Ben Rhodes, the national security advisor, who admitted, Logan, that they made a habit of deceiving the press and deceiving the American public about what was in the Iran deal. Very serious things like whether or not the United States would be able to inspect at any time or any place the Iranian nuclear facilities. They continually told the press that, in fact, that would be in the deal. And we know now, not only was it not in the deal, all sorts of notice was required, and also Iran could inspect their own facilities. Those are serious national security ramifications, and we can't have a situation in the United States where those kind of matters are allowed to be conducted in this deceptive way. So that was what triggered James Rosen to go look at it. That's why it's so important for us to uncover this, because there will be additional instances like this in the future, and this kind of behavior cannot be tolerated within this administration or any future administration.
Yeah, be a part of that right now. Go over to ACLJ.org. You'll find out all the information of how you can get involved and be a part of this situation that's unfolding every day. News is unfolding, and we're getting involved, and you can be a part of that by name. Go over to ACLJ.org right now. The next segment, things may get a little different. We're supposed to be joined by a special guest. You may have heard yesterday, if you're a Christian music fan, if you grew up in the 90s like I did, you may be a DC Talk fan. Well, as of yesterday, they announced for the first time in 16 years they're going to be performing a concert in a very unique way. And one happens to be a very good friend of ours and a good friend of the show, and that's Mr. Kevin Max. And he's going to be on the show in the next segment, hopefully, if he calls in. I'm counting on you, Kevin. Give us a call, too, if you want to be on the show. We've got a lot of lines open right now, 1-800-684-3110. Again, 1-800-684-3110. Stand up against this glitch. This isn't just like a Vanellope from Wreck-It Ralph. This is the real deal. 1-800-684-3110. Get on the air right now. We'll be right back with JSEC. Go live.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. The Obama administration lied. There's no other way to put it. The administration negotiated with the leading state sponsor of terrorism, Iran, long before the public knew. In fact, when directly asked about it, the administration lied. Now, they have censored a critical State Department briefing on this issue, deleting 8 minutes of video. This cover-up must not be allowed to stand. During the most critical diplomatic negotiations in decades, the Obama administration deceived the American people. The American Center for Law and Justice is taking direct legal action to get to the truth, to legally force the administration to come clean. Who authorized the cover-up? Who lied? You can help us get the answers. Sign on to our Freedom of Information Act filing. Demand the truth. Add your name to our new committee right now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. I'm sitting in again. This is Logan Sekulow. As we wrap up this first half hour of Jay Sekulow Live, you know, I take things different places in this show. You know, we usually talk politics, but today I'm joined by my good friend, and you may have heard the news yesterday, Mr. Kevin Max, I would say the lead singer of DC Talk. Kevin, thanks for coming on and joining me today.
Hey, man. Are we still friends?
We're still friends. Yeah, yeah, we're best friends, so we're good. So yesterday, and look, a lot of our audience may not know. So DC Talk, which, look, if you're a Christian music listener, you know of DC Talk. They were around for a decade plus, putting out some of the greatest records in Christian music history, and then took a 16-year break. And until yesterday, there was real no hope that that was something that was coming back, but everyone knew that something was going to be announced. And what was announced yesterday is the Jesus Freak Cruise, which is going to be coming up next July. So for the first time in 16 years, you're going to be able to see DC Talk again. You're going to be able to do that with a lot of other great Christian artists on the Jesus Freak Cruise. And I believe it's opened up Monday. So Kevin, how did this happen? How did DC Talk finally decide? How did you, Toby, and Michael decide it's time?
Well, first of all, if you follow the Babylon Bee, which I do, you'll find out that I am hosting a competitive crossword competition.
I saw that.
So the three C's, competitive crossword competition. And that'll be on the Lido deck at 4 p.m.
So, that was enough for you to get you to join
you
on.
You know, man. It was obviously a long time coming to, you know, come up with this kind of fiasco. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, like, you know, not a lot was said about it until a couple of months ago. And when it was brought up to me, I was like, wow, okay, cool. You know, we're actually going to do something. This is awesome. I had an inkling that it wasn't going to go down perfectly for the majority of the fans because, you know, people have not seen us for that long. And we haven't been on the radio for quite some time as a group or done anything really, except for, you know, certain events like GMA Honors that we showed up. And then of course, once in a while we show up on each other's albums,
right?
As we do, because we are brothers still. So, you know, I'm not going to say I was let down. I kind of understood what everybody was thinking,
yeah.
You know, and I think there's room for more in the future for sure. But I think people need to realize that, you know, there's three guys in this band that have different careers, and, two of the guys in this band have multiple kids,
right?
And there's a lot of stuff going on. And,
yeah. It's hard to get everyone together to even do. I mean, look, I mean, I've known you for 11 years, and occasionally I've been in the room with you and with one of the other members. It's hard to get three people with full-time careers and kids to do it. But look, I kind of said yesterday online, because I was getting, as soon as it announced, I was getting a lot of text messages and calls saying, Logan, what is this? And eventually I did found out what it was. And we talked about it, you know, months prior, that there was something that potentially could happen. You know, as a fan of your music, as someone who grew up listening to it and has continued to listen throughout the years, it's exciting. It should be exciting for everyone. For the people that, yeah, I understand there's a lot of people that aren't going to be able to go on a cruise for four nights and, you know, maybe not be able to afford it or so on and so on. But there are a lot of ways. You can go to the website. It's JesusFreakCruise.com, because Newsboys are playing. You're playing. Toby's playing solo sets. A lot of other bands. It's going to be fun. You can pay monthly. There are ways you can do it if you decide you want to go see it. And look, I'm doing my best to make it on there myself. I'm in the same place as almost the band is, where I've got lots of kids and busy job. Hey, yeah. I have to take 4 days off of this radio show, and which, you know, to come see DC Talk would be totally worth it for me, but it is what it is. And, you know, there's a lot of people, a lot of commitments, but it's exciting still. I'm really excited for the fact that the three of you were able to even find 4 days that you could.
Yeah, I appreciated what you posted on my Facebook the other day, I mean, you know, as a friend. And then, of course, you know, understanding, you know, my situation in this three ring circus.
Of course.
I mean, the honest truth is, I mean, I'm just going to put this on the record. I mean, you know, I hope for more than this, but I mean, I'm in a band, you know? And so a band is, you know, not just one person deciding. I mean, there's three different guys that decide what happens, and we're a democracy, and we have to, you know, understand that, that other guys in the band might be doing other things,
you know, absolutely.
And, it's, I know this from all three of us that we really did want to do something special for fans, you know, and this was, the initial thought, you know,
absolutely.
So,
and look, a lot of people,
this can't be built on in the future, and we can do other things, you know, that branch off of this. I absolutely feel like we can.
Yeah. And there are people that are chiming in right now on, because we're on Facebook and Periscope. People can put their comments in. A lot of people are just like, hey, I'm just glad DC Talk is back in some way. They're excited about it in general. But because we only have a couple minutes, Kevin, I didn't want to, you know, that's a year away. That's next July. You can start booking on Monday, though.
It's a long time away.
It's a long time away. I'm just going to beg you to sneak me into a rehearsal or two. I'll just be like your yoga instructor or something. Just, I'll be fine. I'll be there with you. Between now and then, though, you got a lot going on. You're building a studio, or you're moving into a studio. You're doing a lot of things. Tell us about what's going on in the world of Kevin Max solo right now.
Yeah, I mean, I've just gone up on Pledge Campaign with a brand new album. For those people that don't know what Pledge Campaign is, or Pledge Music, it's a crowdfunder, a lot like Kickstarter, where independent artists such as myself can make albums and have fans support them to get things, you know, finished and to put out product. And with this album, Playing Games with the Shadow, I wrote the album 100%. From top to bottom by myself on the keyboard. And so it was a special album to me. I call it my first album because it's the first album I didn't collaborate with anybody on the writing. It was written in my office study on my Casio synthesizer. So it was, it's really close to me in that way. And it's also close to me from a lyrical content, because I wanted to really just embrace who I was, not worry about what was happening outside in the world of music, not worry about what I had done in the past, but really kind of concentrate on where I was in my life right now, and just be able to do that without any kind of governor, you know, just be able to throw it out there and make an album that is completely mine. So I'm really excited about it. That is up on pledgemusic.com/Kevin Max.
Right. And I'll tweet it out, folks. If you follow me on Twitter, Logan Seculo, I'll tweet it out after the show, pledgemusic.com.
Yeah, and people can listen to it at my website, kevinmax.com, if they want to go and listen to it streaming. It also got put up on Relevant Magazine today on their site called The Drop. So there's a lot of places that are streaming it right now. And it's going to be up on iTunes pretty soon. So the holdout people that love iTunes, they can get it there in a couple of weeks for sure.
Well, awesome. Thank you, Kevin. Congratulations on both, obviously, the new record and the Pledge Campaign. I've been involved in all your Pledge Campaigns. I need to get involved in this one. I'll do that now. I'll do that during the break. But thanks, Kevin, for doing this. And, hey, regardless of what people are saying online, I think you're going to have a big success with the Jesus Freak Cruise. And I'm going to do my best to be there. So bookings open up on Monday. But make sure to go over to pledgemusic.com/KevinMax or KevinMax.com. Kevin, I appreciate it.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you, as
good
always.
Good to see you, as always.
Yep. Have a good day. All right, guys. All right. I'll do it for the first half hour of Jay Sekio Live. Always gets a little different when I'm on the show. But next half hour, a little bit more traditional. How about that? 1-800-684-3110 to join in. Join us on Facebook and Periscope if you don't get the full hour. If you're not listening on SiriusXM or some of the conservative talk stations that carry the full hour of Jay Sekio Live. We want to hear from you, though. Again, ACLJ.org, Facebook, Periscope, or give us a call. We'll be right back.
The Obama administration lied. The administration negotiated with the leading state sponsor of terrorism, Iran, long before the public knew. Now, they have censored a critical State Department briefing on this issue. Who authorized the cover-up? You can help us get the answers. Sign on to our Freedom of Information Act filing. Demand the truth. Add your name to our new committee right now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Welcome back to JSAC Hill Live. You're just joining us now. We're talking about a couple topics. Obviously, the glitch issue that we've been talking about this whole week. And we'll kind of recap that shortly of what that means exactly. If you're joining us on Facebook, welcome back. We just relaunched for the second half hour. And you can find all that at facebook.com/JSACulo. We're also talking about the fact that it's breaking news that Donald Trump and Paul Ryan got together, had a good time, had a meeting, a little meet and greet, stop and chat. And like I said, it's fun that that is breaking news. And it's an interesting time in Washington, interesting time to be alive in politics. The fact that we have all these people that are coming out and saying, I'm not going to vote for Donald Trump. I'm going to vote for Donald Trump. People that said they never vote for Donald Trump now saying, well, maybe they will. Than, do you see with things like this joint statement that came out, I read it earlier. I'm sure, do we have any comments from Paul Ryan that came in? Let's find a clip of Paul Ryan. Will can pull one up.
Yeah, let's play Byte 41. That was from his press conference earlier today.
Okay.
I was very encouraged with what I heard from Donald Trump today. I do believe that we are now planting the seeds to get ourselves unified, to bridge the gaps and differences. And so from here, we're going to go deeper into the policy areas to see where that common ground is and how we can make sure that we are operating off these same core principles.
Yep. Interesting comments from Paul Ryan. I think I said this before earlier. It feels like it looks Donald Trump, so it's going to feel that way. It feels very celebrity gossipy. It feels very having to put out and issue a statement that is nicely worded to say what they want to say about this situation. But Paul Ryan coming around saying this. Now, what we have learned, and look, I can say this not from personal experience, but from people I know, unnamed sources that have had personal meetings with Mr. Trump, saying that when he gets one-on-one with you, he is very convincing, very convicting, and it makes you feel how you maybe, or if you questioned how he acted on stage, it's a completely different person off stage. So I think we're maybe seeing that with Paul Ryan. Than, what do you think? What do you take from this?
Well, I think you read that statement, Logan, and you can tell which camp wrote every sentence in it. I mean, the camp that talks about all the millions of voters that came in, that's Donald Trump's camp. The line that talks about advancing a conservative agenda and sticking to conservative principles, that's Paul Ryan's camp. And, Logan, I guess I would just say, bottom line, I think this is the beginning of what will largely be a unification. Now, it may be more challenging for Donald Trump than previous candidates, and I would say not because of policy. I would say because he is intentionally unprofessional. I don't think that's something that he would run from. He might say it's not politically correct, but he is not what people like Paul Ryan are used to having in a presidential nominee. So it's going to be more difficult for them to fall in line. But at the end of the day, I do think a desire to defeat Hillary Clinton is going to unify most Republican officials behind Donald Trump. Maybe not all of them, but I think eventually most of them will fall in line. And I think this statement indicates that Speaker Ryan will be behind him sooner rather than later.
Yeah, I'll read another line. I'll just read like the opening statement of this part of this. And from this is a joint statement from Paul Ryan and Donald Trump. The United States cannot afford another 4 years of the Obama White House, which is what Hillary Clinton represents. That's why it's critical that Republicans unite around our shared principles, advance our conservative agenda, and do all we can do to win this fall. Well, he's saying he's not officially 100% in, but that sounds like an endorsement to me. You can't necessarily say that for certainty, but he talks a lot about uniting and getting behind each other during the fall and making sure that everything comes together against what was the presumptive Democratic nominee of Hillary Clinton, which is still a little up in the air. I want to hear from you guys on all of these topics. Whether that's what we talked about with the glitch, which we'll kind of recap in the next segment. Whether that's this issue with Paul Ryan, Donald Trump. Whether it's your feelings now towards Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, or the potential still of a Bernie Sanders. I want to hear from you guys. 1-800-684-3110 to be on the broadcast. Watch it on Facebook and Periscope. Call me too. 1-800-684-3110. And of course, as always, you can be part of the fight, be a part of what we're doing here at the ACLJ. Easiest way to do it, ACLJ.org. Again, ACLJ.org. You can demand truth of the president's administration. Iran lie. Sign that petition right now. 1-800-684-3110.
The Obama administration lied. There's no other way to put it. The administration negotiated with the leading state sponsor of terrorism, Iran, long before the public knew. In fact, when directly asked about it, the administration lied. Now, they have censored a critical State Department briefing on this issue, deleting 8 minutes of video. This cover-up must not be allowed to stand. During the most critical diplomatic negotiations in decades, the Obama administration deceived the American people. The American Center for Law and Justice is taking direct legal action to get to the truth, to legally force the administration to come clean. Who authorized the cover-up? Who lied? You can help us get the answers. Sign on to our Freedom of Information Act filing. Demand the truth. Add your name to our new committee right now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. Logan Sekulow hosts you today, as you can tell by all the bumper music and all the things we're talking about. That was Oops, I Did It Again. And to kind of play one off of what we typically do here, there's usually a tie-in. And oops, they did it again. Another lie, another piece of corruption coming from this administration. And let's recap of what happened. The glitch that shook the world. That made Will laugh. Than, why don't you again? We had you do it earlier, but I think you can say it the best. Why don't you recap what happened? James Rosen, this whole situation. And again, that infamous white flash. Can we do a white flash just for Than right now? I'm going to see how quickly I can do it. No, they can't. All right, let's go on, Than. Tell me what happened.
So, Logan, the glitch involved several minutes of video that was a question and answer period between Jen Psaki, who's a State Department spokesman, and James Rosen, a reporter at Fox News, talking about when these talks with the Iranian regime actually began over the Iranian deal that was just recently signed, or maybe not signed, but the deal that was reached.
Right.
And it turns out those talks happened back when Mahmoud Ahmadinejad was the president of Iran. But this exchange between James Rosen and Jen Psaki was trying to get at that. And essentially what happened is it was deleted. It was edited out of the video that was up on the State Department's website. And the State Department has now repeatedly, on two occasions, called it a glitch. And you have walked through this. It cannot be a glitch. It is an edit. Someone had to go in and edit it out. They clearly did not want it to surface. It has now surfaced. They are restoring it to the website. But the State Department continues to say, Logan, that it was just a glitch that called it down. They have not yet admitted that it was an actual edit. They have not yet told us how that edit was made.
All right, let's see a white flash right now for those watching on Facebook and Periscope and ACLJ.org. That's white flash to me. Oh, there it goes. Oh, that was to Than. That was a... Oh, there we go. Hello. Thanks for joining us.
That actually looked like a glitch.
You did. If you want to join us on Facebook, Periscope, ACLJ.org, you'll be able to see what we're talking about here, guys. A legitimate glitch would have stuttered, jumped forward in time. Look, that does happen. There are real glitches. You also wouldn't have that footage so readily available from the same source. But they do have it. That's because there's no such thing as a glitch when it comes to someone putting in a transition edit in a piece. You've seen those white flashes. You know what they're for. They're to signify time passing. Look, if they're trying to hide it, they did a very poor job. I could have edited that better and hidden it. But, you know, it is what it is. Let's take some phone calls. A lot of people are calling in. A lot of people are interested in this and the situation with Donald Trump. Let's go to Raj. You've been on 31 minutes, Raj. I'm sorry. I'd send you a book, but I feel like you got all the books. But, Raj, you're on the air.
Thank you. Great subject. I am at a very difficult point. I am not disappointed. I'm not discouraged. I'm plainly disgusted with the lies at all at the highest levels. I mean, for Paul Ryan to say that he's encouraged by what he heard, we've heard so many things from Donald Trump. I'm not encouraged by any of those things, because all those were fibs. Similarly, Mitch McConnell and the leadership in the Senate, both sides of the aisle, they need to go. They have lied to the American people. When this deal was being discussed, they lied. And when Ted Cruz stood up and called them for their lies, they turned on him.
Well, Raj,
how long will we continue with this?
Look, a lot of people share sentiments with you. I don't necessarily agree 100% with some of your statements there, but I know there are a lot of people that do feel fed up with this situation. They don't like it. And look, there's people like Senator Cruz. Look, I had a friend of mine who I met in a restaurant who was shocked still that Donald Trump was the nominee. He's a conservative immigrant from Egypt, who, you know, hears the sort of rhetoric when it comes to immigration and gets very concerned. I understand that from both sides of the issue, where people are coming from. So Raj, I appreciate your call and I appreciate your comments. We have seen from Senator Cruz a few things. We saw him yesterday, day before yesterday, kind of tease a. He kind of like DC talked to. He teased a reunion, come back to her, to potentially try to claim the nomination. But then it ended up announcing that he was rerunning for his spot. Yesterday, I got an email yesterday saying the fight is not over. Support me in Texas. So who knows what's going on? And there's no way at this point Ted Cruz, or really anyone, is coming back.
No, there's not. The nominees are Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump at this point. I mean, you know, Bernie Sanders is still in the race. And honestly, a side note here, Logan, if all of the superdelegates were to switch to him, he would actually be ahead of Hillary Clinton right now. But those are the two nominees. And honestly, Raj touches on something here. Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump both tapped into a sentiment around America that is upset with the way business is being run. And that is what led to both of their surges. But honestly, I mean, he may prefer Senator Cruz. It sounds like he did. But at this point, the reason that Speaker Ryan, the reason that other officials are now largely choosing Donald Trump, at least on the Republican side, is because there are only two choices at this point, Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton. The others have been defeated during the primary process.
All right, let's go to a caller who probably doesn't share the same sentiment, or does probably similar to Raj. Let's go to Cindy, who's calling from Albany, New York. Line 4, you're on the air.
Hi. I'm okay. I feel like we need to take our votes responsibly, and we do need to vote. I don't think not voting is an option.
Absolutely.
And I am okay with Trump being president. It's who I'll vote for. But my question is there anything that conservatives in leadership or the Republican Party can do to not just hear the right things from him, because my head spins with the things he says, it's hard to track, but to kind of put some teeth into, once he is in power, having some kind of assurances that he'll follow through on the things that he's saying that are winning some people over.
Well, you know, Cindy, a lot of people say that whenever presidents, you know, they make promises they can't keep and those situations happen. And look, I think the world changes the day that person is, you know, sat down at the Oval Office and said, here's your pen, go at it. They learn a lot more that they maybe weren't privy to. So some things are campaign promises they realize are a lot harder to meet than they hoped. But, Cindy, when it comes down to it getting more definitive and more specific, I do think you're going to have to see that when he goes into the general election. I think general election Trump may not change too much in tone. I think a lot of people are calling for this more presidential tone. I don't know if I see that coming. Than, what do you think? Do you think that you see that happening? And do you see him having to lay out these definitive plans? He hasn't yet, and it hasn't stopped him.
Well, on tone, Logan, I mean, it's worked for him thus far. So I think unless he starts sliding in the polls, you're not going to see a major shift from him. And politically speaking, I mean, I'm not always comfortable with it, but politically speaking, I'm not sure he should shift tone because it's what has worked for him. On policy and specifics, I actually think that's what Speaker Ryan was after today. He listed off several items, life and abortion being one, taxes being another, scope and authority of the federal government being a third. I think what he is trying to do right now is leverage this time period to get Donald Trump to be more specific on topics so that should he win in the fall, they could advance an agenda that was maybe closer to one that they agree on than is the case right now. I think that is what Paul Ryan is trying to do. I would not expect to see a shift in tone from Donald Trump, though, unless his numbers start to shift.
Well, let's hear from Paul Ryan right now. Byte 46.
Look, there are just things we really believe in as conservatives. We believe in limited government. We believe in the Constitution. We believe in the proper role of the differences in the separation of powers. We believe in things like life. I know not everyone is pro-choice in our party, and we accept all comers. but we are a majority pro-life party. And these are things that are important to us. And so we just had a good exchange of views on these kinds of issues.
Yeah, so again, kind of that a little fluff, but I think you're right. I think a lot of it is coming to the fact that he is trying to figure out a way to unite the party and get some of those specifics nailed down and announced. But that was from Paul Ryan, who again this morning had a lovely meeting with Donald Trump. Let's take one more call this segment. Folks, next segment, we're going to try to do a rapid fire round. If you call in right now and you take one of these spots, if you make it through the process, I'm going to take your call in the next segment, guaranteed. 1-800-684-3110. Topics are open today, folks. If you have your grievances to air, this is the time. Oh, Will just had scary eyes. We'll see what happens, folks. 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to Nancy in Portland, Oregon.
Yes, sir. I have a question about write-ins.
Yes.
There's been some elections in the past where a political president will lose the election because of write-ins or a third party. Do you think that will happen this time around?
Not really. Write-ins haven't really been a history of success. But, yeah, you're right. There have been people that have derailed other candidates, whether you had Ross Perot kind of handing the presidency to Bill Clinton, or because he activated a base within the conservative party that wasn't interested necessarily, or even the conservative party in a different sort of sect of that that wasn't happy with George H.W. Bush. Same thing kind of happened with Ralph Nader helping George W. Bush secure the election. So we live in a world where typically, you know, pretty much since I've been alive, a landslide victory is like 8%, you know, that, you know, so we live in a world that's pretty 50-50. So if someone does come in and try to do it, but they got to get some traction quick. Then do you see anybody coming up before we take a break?
The only way that a third party candidate does anything but skew the election to one of the two candidates, Logan, is if they can actually win states outright. You have to be able to win a state outright to get electoral votes. Otherwise, all you're going to be doing is helping one of the two main primary candidates. And I think it's a long shot, Logan, to answer your question.
Yeah, so if you feel compelled, vote however you feel. But no, if you're voting for someone that's sort of the alternative conservative candidate, you're sort of voting for the Democrat and vice versa. So that's just how it is. Just how the way the world works, folks. Last segment coming up on Jay Sekulow Live. I'm Logan Sekulow. It's been a lot of fun today. I want to hear from you guys. Call me right now, 1-800-684-3110. Get your voice heard on the air as we go into this final segment. It's going to be fun. Let's have some fun. 1-800-684-3110. And remember, go to ACLJ.org to support what we're doing right now and sign that petition. We'll be right back.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. The Obama administration lied. There's no other way to put it. The administration negotiated with the leading state sponsor of terrorism, Iran, long before the public knew. In fact, when directly asked about it, the administration lied. Now, they have censored a critical State Department briefing on this issue, deleting 8 minutes of video. This cover-up must not be allowed to stand. During the most critical diplomatic negotiations in decades, the Obama administration deceived the American people. The American Center for Law and Justice is taking direct legal action to get to the truth, to legally force the administration to come clean. Who authorized the cover-up? Who lied? You can help us get the answers. Sign on to our Freedom of Information Act filing. Demand the truth. Add your name to our new committee right now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Jay Sekulow Live. Lovely day for music today. I'm loving it. Logan Sekulow here hosting today. So don't blame my dad or my brother for the music choices today. Blame Will, executive producer of Jay Sekulow Live. It's a rapid fire round, and lots of calls are coming in or being screened right now, but we'll take some that have been holding for a little bit. Jackie in Arizona. You're on the air.
Hi, Logan. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you, Jackie?
Good. Hey, I wanted to know if the Congress is actually elected by the people to represent what we want, and our presumptive nominee is Trump, what gives them the right to not support?
Okay, you dropped out there. It says, well, why won't they get behind him? Why won't they support him? Well, just because they're your representative doesn't mean they necessarily have to line up with you on 100% of your issues. But when it comes down to that, what is the impact like that for Thanthan? You're there on Capitol Hill. You deal with these congressmen and senators and congressmen all day long. What is that process like when they are out there saying they're not sure about Trump, when their delegates, or not their delegates, their residents in their areas that brought them to Washington are saying the exact opposite?
Well, I think you touched on the answer right there, Logan. I mean, Donald Trump is seeking these endorsements, or at least seeking the support of the rest of the party to win nationwide. But when you're talking about Speaker Ryan, he represents one district in Wisconsin. When you're talking about Mitch McConnell, he represents the state of Kentucky. So, you know, the caller, Jackie, makes a good point that they do represent the people, but that district may not be inclined to support Donald Trump, or that state might not be inclined to support Donald Trump. So these members politically are trying to juggle a lot of things, not only the policy issues that Paul Ryan was trying to push today, but maybe their district is very much opposed to Donald Trump. In that case, coming out quickly and endorsing Donald Trump might actually hurt their efforts to get reelected. So all of those things are in the equation, whether you think they should be or not. And it's not just as automatic as this is our party's nominee. We're going to fall immediately in line. There are other things like that that they have to consider.
Absolutely. This is not necessarily for the good. It's good for the country. So remember that when you do that. Let's take some more calls. Let's go to Steve, Lancaster, California. You're on the air.
Hey, I've heard a couple things being talked about, but I never hear anybody talking how important it is to get this supermajority to back Donald because, I mean, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but if we don't have a supermajority, they'll just stop everything he tries to do, kind of like we're doing now with Obama. Is that not true?
Yeah, so in general, I guess to kind of recap what you're saying in the Senate,
I believe Steve is talking about getting a supermajority in the Senate so that, as we've talked about before, sometimes it's hard to get things through Congress because the opposite party can oppose the agenda if they can't even bring it to the floor, right, Than?
Yeah, I mean, that's true. It's especially important in the Senate where you need 60 votes to overcome the cloture hurdle that overcomes a filibuster. But you also need a majority in the House, Logan and Will. And listen, I think Speaker Ryan and Mitch McConnell both have those thoughts in mind. Actually, the way the map looks in the Senate, the Democrats have a very good chance to take over the Senate outright, even putting aside a 60-vote majority for the Republicans.
All right, if you want to call in, I'm giving you another minute to call in. We got some lines still open, 1-800-684-3110. But let's move on and take some more calls. Let's go to Nathan in Newport, Washington, line 6. You're on the air.
Well, hello there. My question is with the Iran deal. I've heard the word sanction thrown around a lot, and I've never heard anything about what specifically those sanctions are. I mean, a sanction is a restriction, right?
Well, I mean, yes, you're right. What are the specifics? I think it's a little open-ended. You know, we hear things. We hear a lot of rhetoric. We're never really sure if this is a signed piece of paper or not. We don't really know a whole lot about what exactly those specifics are, if you want to say it. Now, Than, what do we know when it comes to the specifics of what's in that deal?
Well, there are a huge number of them, Logan, but most of them involve the release of frozen assets, assets that were frozen because of either individuals or corporations inside Iran that had participated in terrorist activities. And I would just focus in on one for the caller, because this is one that's in play right now, and that is the development of a ballistic missile system which would be capable of delivering a nuclear weapon. And now we know that nuclear development still continues. Iran tested one of those ballistic missiles just last week again. And as a result, the House of Representatives is actually going to repass the sanctions that deal with the ballistic missile system. Now, the president is likely to veto that, even if it passes the House and Senate. But these very specific issues, they're very in the weeds, but they're going to be very important for the next president of the United States because they are going to have to be reimposed if Iran continues to do things like test these missile systems.
Yeah, but hopefully that answers your question. We got to go move on, though. Donald, Chesapeake, Virginia. Donald, I assume you're not the Donald, but you're on the air.
Okay, yes, I have a question. Should Hillary Clinton become the president, can she use her executive privilege to keep from being prosecuted for all the wrong that she's been doing?
It's a question that's come up here from time to time. Do we have a bite on this, I believe?
Yeah, Catherine Herridge at Fox News, they had a closed-door meeting with the FBI director yesterday. It was on the record, but they couldn't take recording devices. They could only take in notepads. So we have a bite from her. It's Bite 39 reporting on what they heard yesterday from the FBI director.
Take a listen.
We also asked him to address concerns largely among government employees who hold security clearances who have told Fox News if we had done a fraction of what Mrs. Clinton and her aides had done, we would already be in prison. And Director Comey said that he was assuring the American people that in this particular case, there would be, quote, no special set of rules for anyone who is under FBI investigation, John.
So that's a that's again from Catherine Herridge coming in there and saying essentially no special rules. Anything's likely. Anything can happen. However, we haven't really seen those moves come into effect just yet. So you never know, Donald, how it's going to go. I think my dad would probably tell you he finds it probably unlikely that things would happen. But, you know, you never know. And we need to keep pressing it because it's something that everyone, you know, wants to know the truth about. Again, just like the glitch, want to know the truth about it. I got three calls in 2 minutes. I don't know if we're able to do it, but we're going to do our best. Deborah, Portsmouth, Virginia, you're on the air. Quickly.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good.
To me, it seems like that the Republican Party, you know, our elected officials are kind of upset with the public because a lot of people have gotten behind Donald Trump.
Sure.
Because, you know, he's not doing the same rhetoric that they're doing when they feel, well, I feel that he's going to do what he said he's going to do.
You know, that's,
times we have people.
That's an interesting point, Deborah. I don't mean to cut you off, but running out of time. You know, there have been that talk. There's been the talks of, wouldn't it be ironic that, you know, he said, you know, we should defund Planned Parenthood if Donald Trump is the person who defunds Planned Parenthood because he said it. And maybe because he said it, he made that deal with us, started the deal with the American people. Maybe he'll actually do it. Let's move on. Patrick is calling from Imperial Beach, California. You're on the air.
Yeah, I was more concerned about Obama's stance on Israel, that we need to pray for the peace of Israel because whoever splits Israel will receive the you know, the wrath of God. And Netanyahu is worried that Obama's going to ride an accord when he becomes a laying duck to split Israel.
Well, you know, that's always a concern with Israel. This has definitely been the least friendly administration towards Israel and you know, in our modern lifetime. So I don't think you're wrong about that. Definitely pray for Israel, pray for the safety of Israel, and pray for the United States of America while you're at it. Last call, we're going to take it. Leona is calling from Missouri. Quickly.
Yes, I just have a statement. I don't want Trump to compromise at all. We haven't had a say in the last over seven years. And, you know, in a baseball game, everybody gets a turn. So it's their turn to sit down and shut up.
Well, we don't oppose or endorse a candidate on this broadcast, but Leona's comments were definitely heard loud and clear. That's going to do it for JSecio Live for today. I'm Logan Seculo, sitting in for my dad. Am I sitting in for him tomorrow?
You are.
You'll
be back tomorrow.
So the insanity continues tomorrow. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to hear from me, if you want to be part of the show tomorrow. Call in right at the top of the show. ACLJ.org. Be a part of the broadcast each and every day.
The Obama administration lied. The administration negotiated with the leading state sponsor of terrorism, Iran, long before the public knew. Now, they have censored a critical State Department briefing on this issue. Who authorized the cover-up? You can help us get the answers. Sign on to our Freedom of Information Act filing. Demand the truth. Add your name to our new committee right now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.